It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin What's News today with the passing of a few giants. Harry Reid, the former leader of the Democrats in the Senate from Nevada, who spearheaded legislative battles through three decades in Congress, died at the age of 82 after a battle with pancreatic cancer. President Joe Biden, who served with Reid in the Senate, called him one of the all-time great Senate majority leaders in our history. John Madden, legendary NFL coach, Hall of Famer, and sports broadcasting icon, died unexpectedly at the age of 85. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said, quote, "He was football. There will never be another John Madden, and we will forever be indebted to him for all he did to make football and the NFL what it is today." While many people will morbidly wonder who's the third one going to be, I'm here to tell you that it already happened, with sadly little notice taken. Sarah Weddington, the woman who argued and won Roe v. Wade before the Supreme Court, died on Monday. She was only 26 when she went before the Supreme Court, with almost no legal experience, having never even tried a case before she and her co-counsel in 1971 won one of the most consequential cases in American history, that a Texas state law banning abortions except to save the woman's life was unconstitutional. Sarah Weddington was 76. And in not completely unrelated news, the United States has hit a new record of average daily COVID-19 cases, with over 255,000 new cases reported in the last week, as of Tuesday. That shatters a previous record from way back in January. And on Tuesday, a new single-day record was hit, with 441,278 new cases in one day alone. Much of that increase, they say, is being fueled by the Omicron variant. And while vaccinated and boosted individuals may only experience mild symptoms from Omicron, experts are stressing that that's not the case for unvaccinated people. The surge is also affecting children, with pediatric hospitalizations up 35% in just the past week. In New York City, pediatric admissions have increased five times over the last month. But there is some conflicting information out there. The CDC on Tuesday significantly revised downward the estimate of the percentage of new COVID-19 infections in the U.S. caused by the Omicron variant. According to their data, Omicron accounted for about 59% of all U.S. infections as of December 25th. Previously, the CDC had said that Omicron comprised 73% of all cases for the week ending December 18th, but they've now revised that number to 22.5% of all cases. These estimates mean that while a majority of new infections are attributed to the Omicron variant, the Delta variant has not been sidelined, and it still accounts for about 41% of infections. Right about now, we could use some good news, right? So here you go. The No Surprises Act goes into effect on January 1st. If you're wondering, what is that? Well, it bans most unexpected charges from out-of-network providers. Chances are, if you've ever visited an emergency room or had a hospital stay, you've been hit by some of these. The anesthesiologist or the respiratory specialist was not in network, and you get hit with a massive bill. The No Surprises Act will change that. Thank you. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has stood down on request for some documents from the Trump White House after pushback from the Biden administration. This is the first time the administration has insisted that the committee scale back its pursuits, though such an exchange isn't unusual during a congressional inquiry into such high-profile affairs. As a result, the committee will not be getting hundreds of pages of National Security Council records. But the Biden White House said in a letter earlier this month that those materials didn't appear to have anything useful for the committee's purposes. Just in case you were wondering, The Hill, Wednesday morning, published a list of the 10 Republicans they believe are most likely to run for president in 2024. Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Ted Cruz, Mike Pompeo, Kristi Noem, and Tom Cotton. Insert your own comment here. Westchester County, New York, District Attorney Mimi Rocha said on Tuesday that two credible allegations of misconduct were made against the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, but she is unable to file criminal charges, quote, due to the statutory requirements of the criminal laws of New York. Huh? A little more information or context would be nice. Two women had accused Cuomo of kissing them without consent. Another investigation this year by the New York Attorney General's office found that Cuomo sexually harassed several women during his time in office. Cuomo resigned following that report and now faces a criminal misdemeanor charge for forcible touching. Or maybe not. Jury watch! The jurors in the fraud trial of former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes completed a fifth day of deliberation on Tuesday with still no verdict. The jurors, who sat through 14 weeks of testimony, continue their deliberation Wednesday. Other high-profile white-collar cases in recent years have seen deliberations lasting 2 weeks or longer, so it's not that unusual. Holmes faces 11 criminal charges and could be sentenced to as much as 20 years in prison. She's accused of defrauding investors in her medical startup, as well as patients who used its blood testing services. And the jurors deliberating the fate of Ghislaine Maxwell on federal sex trafficking charges said that they're making progress, and they're back at the deliberation table Wednesday morning. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is completely listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.